This is a this is an attorney after my own heart right here.
Yeah, bro. I come from the red pill, and this is something I talked about with Rex. Is like I got my kind of start in the red pill community, so that's where I was coming from. And I was like, you know what? I would do that content, except for that was crowded. That space is crowded. We can talk about that. But you know, I said, look, I'll go do law stuff, but this is like near and dear to my heart. You know, these hoes are near and dear to my heart, and by that it means pissing me off. But yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 57 of the MGTOWN Podcast, your only weekly source for the show that will get you fucked up in jail with a bloody asshole. As usual, I'm producer Tim, but joining me is the mayor of MGTOWN, Drexel. Say hi.
Damn, that got dark. What's up?
This is going to be a dark show. I can tell.
Come on.
I get a feel of these things. I mean, our host is a dark person.
That is very true. I will not take that from Drex.
Look, man, as soon as you get your blackface lawyer on, LM, you're welcome, man. You're welcome to the club.
The show gets very dark.
Oh, yeah, no. I won't even get, where I grew up, let's just say I was the only white guy, so we'll put it that way.
All right. Well, I'm sure you're curious who that voice is. Joining us today in the studio is Legal Mindset.
Shout out to you guys. I'm Andrew Esquire, Legal Mindset on YouTube, and I'm really glad to be here with Drex. I've been, you know, all of my fans, everybody's been saying, you need to do an interview with Drex. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to get it done. Also, what's his number, Rikeda? Slide me his digits. I felt like I was DMing, you know, a premium Insta thought here, you know? Like, stop here.
Yeah, it must have taken you like 4 months to get an answer back from Rikeda, because we all know the guy doesn't answer his DMs.
Well, you know, after I fluffed him for Rittenhouse, you know, then he owed me.
Well, you know, the beauty of this, I mean, look, it started off, it was real good banter. I mean, LM just asked me for foot pics. I gave him the whole thigh. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Like, I mean,
I was like, yo, if you're giving it to Susan, you can send it to me. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Look, now, LM, I got to ask you, man, if it meant YouTube could be 100% free speech platform, how deep in Susan would you go?
Jesus Christ. Look, I would go.
Hold on, wait. Do you get your phone out? Pull out a picture of her first.
While looking at her.
Yeah, you got to answer the question while you look at her. You can't just say, yeah. You got to look at her first from multiple angles.
I would not. I would not go anywhere near that with your dick, Drex. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Look, man, if I got a dumpster dive, look, I did it to save RGE. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Raging Golden Eagle. I had to do it. I sent Susan the dick pics. I'm headed out to NorCal soon to hit that. Dude, once I clap those cheeks, TFM will be back on YouTube, man. People are like, how the TFM get back on? Dude, there's going to be people coming out of the woodwork. Like, huh?
Yeah, Alex Jones back on.
Alex Jones? What the fuck happened? They're going to have all the, like, everyone's going to get an update in their YouTube. It's going to say, you know, terms and conditions change. Like, what the fuck? What happened? And they're going to be like, Drex, where the hell have you been? You haven't been in the Discord. Oh, shit.
He's in ICU right now.
Let me ask you something though. Do they ever tell these guys when they end up demonetizing? Because of course we know they take people down because they're too red pill. The bomber is too much over the target. Like it's directly over the target, which is why they're taking it down.
Yep.
Do they ever send an explicit reason why? Like this statement you said. It's like
Nope. Because
you said simp 15 times in 1 minute. You know what's the or you called this guy a cuck and we don't like that, right?
I was just thinking about
Lumber Cuck. Jack Murphy.
Oh, man. Look, so let me ask you this.
Devastating, bro.
How much of a thing do you think this is going to be going forward of the fucking grifters, right? Because, like, you talked earlier about, you know, you were, you know, the Manosphere is kind of like your base in terms of, like, mm-hmm. you know, your way of thinking and everything. But you're like, yo, mm-hmm. overcrowded space. Let me go over here to like the legal.
So
world.
Many grifters, bro. That's the thing.
So many.
Like, here's the thing too. I know a lot of these guys behind the scenes. Like I have met most of the guys in the space. Like I knew Fresh and Fit from the Fresh and Fit podcast, like before they were big. I used to run a night game with Myron before he was even on Fresh and Fit. I ran into a lot of these guys, and a lot of these guys ain't shit. I'm just going to say it right now. Like a lot of these guys, they'll talk big about game. They'll talk big about Red Pill, but the way they live their lives is kind of either it's blue pill or it's kind of cucked in a way. Right. I mean, they're grifting, or they're just straight grifting.
Yep.
Right. It's insane. A lot of these guys. So Jack Murphy is not a rarity. I think he's kind of common.
Well, one of the things I think is that they all have in common. Right. I came across something where I started thinking about all these content creators, and they have one thing in common. It's always about the dollar. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah. LM, buy my course. Hey, LM, get my new course. Hey, LM, if you don't fucking support me and give me X amount of likes and give me X amount of money, I'm going to shut this stream down.
Hey, LM, subscribe to our Patreon.
Hey, look, I've got my locals here if you guys want to join my community. Yeah. We all got a grift because look, at some point, if you want to keep this content up, like you guys know, it's a labor of love. It takes a lot of work, right? So yep. It ain't like this shit is for free, right? It's not like, and it takes amount of time. My channel's gotten to the point where I'm like, shit, this is literally its own job, Yep. And I've got to hire somebody to do the thumbnails. I've got to hire somebody to, yeah. And you're laughing because you were just talking before the show about how much we're recording. that shit is not easy.
And that's just the recording. Like, yes.
Editing. Yeah.
Editing, which I do. We outsource for the thumbnails, but I always got to wrestle them, right? Make sure they're meeting deadlines, make sure to get paid. Speaking of payment, right? Oh, I got to take the money in, account for it, make sure it goes out and pays the bills. In order to keep this content free, it costs money.
Yes. So look, at some point we've all got to grift a little bit. Let's acknowledge that, right? I mean,
yeah. Like I think it's the overt, I call it e-begging, right?
Yep.
It's the e-begging, I think, is the common denominator. Because it's like, look, when I was on Nick's show, right? Because, I mean, look, let's use Nick as an example.
It's a good example.
Nick has never demanded people give money. He's the pro grifter, right? Nick has never demanded people give him money, ever. He's never sat there and been like, oh, I'm doing a stream. Give me money. No, he's literally like just doing the content and people send in super chats, right?
Yep.
So it is what it is. It's when people start doing the whole, like, I'm going to shut the stream down. Dude, I've been at Nick's house a million times. I've done so many streams with him. And it's just us in the vault recording content. And, like, we just talk about the things that are, just on our mind, off the cuff. And it is what it is. You look at kind of what has happened to the manosphere, right? All of the bitching, all of the infighting, bridges being burned and all that kind of energy, stuff.
Bro. It's feminine energy. I posted on Twitter. I was like Jack Murphy's response. If you guys saw the You Are Here thing where he flipped out about the video.
Oh, was Cindy Watson?
He
went off on her.
That is a feminine response.
Absolutely.
Guys who are secure do not respond that way.
Yep.
Contrast that with, We've been making fun of Drex for the last week there because this is a joke that Nick started on Flashcast, but he's been down to go see his friend in Alabama quite a bit, and we're all joking that they're essentially married now. And I mean, Drex doesn't be like, and Drex like, shut up. I don't believe in marriage. Why are you talking like that? I
let it roll off my back because here's the thing. When you're secure, no one can really say shit to you. Like I remember being on Nick's show way back when, right? And when I told people that I have a big chick quota, right? And people didn't understand what I meant. I was like, look, dude, I've smashed spinners, right? It gets old. Because look, so LM, think about it like this, right? If you go through any guy's phone right now, look at their porn consumption, right? There's going to be variety. You ever notice that? No guy like just looks at one thing and one thing only, right?
Yeah, men like variety. That's part of
men like variety, right?
Okay, unlimited access to unlimited sexuality.
Absolutely
bias. Yeah,
It's literally how we're designed, right? So when the people try to come and shame me, I was like, you do know this is literally how we're designed, right? I'm like, the reason why the people who are coming after me are really the kinds of people, like, I don't mean trolling. I mean, people who actually don't like it. I'm like, you're the guy who has no options. Because I'm like, look, dude, you can ask any dude. One day I say, hey, LM, what do you think of that girl right there? There's the buff chick, right? Yeah, I'd hit that. Mm-hmm. Next day.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're like, look, it's a little Asian chick, right? Cool. Next day, it's a thick chick, right? You know, she's got like the big, you know, the Miami body, right?
Oh, you're yeah. Like, okay, I'm well aware of that one.
Yeah, you know, look, dude, I went all over, Biscayne, Tropicana, all down the strip.
Oh, yeah, when I was there, I was in Brickell. So when I was just there, because I was in Orlando for about 5 years and I moved back to Miami, you know, which is when Miami is becoming like a red pill city, especially for the content creators. So I was down there for about a year and a half and before I came to Korea, which is where I'm at right now. I lived a little bit in South Miami when I was growing up. That's where I was born and raised, went to FIU there 21 years. But then when I came back, I was in Brickell, and bro, that is like Thought Central. I mean, it's Sugar Daddy Central, by the way, because that's the game right now. Sugar Daddy game. So,
well that was the whole issue with FNF, because the thing.
Well, go ahead.
This is what kills me. I'll tell you what, one of the things that's bothered me about, like, you know, red pill content creators, blah, blah, blah. It's that certain terms have gotten taken out of context. Like, people started using simp so much that people started thinking that, like, you know, opening a door became a simp move. I'm like, dude, I would open up the door for a guy. You see what I'm saying? Like,
that's dude, the same thing. I've always said that, Drex. That's exactly, I heard
you say that. I never understood that. I've always done that. Like, dude, I've been places. Like, look, I remember, I'm known to give gifts, right? That's, like, well known about me. Mm-hmm. And so if someone sees me give a gift, whether it be to Kat, okay, I got Kat a gift, right? Mm-hmm. One of the guests on was 007 girl, right? So we had Miss 007 on. She's in NorCal. I gave her the gift of, this is during the early days of the pandemic, right? You know how California is, right? It's a total, you know, leftist shithole, right? And they don't prosecute crimes under $950. So there was no toilet paper, like, in the state, right? I was at Walmart, sent it, toilet paper plus the flushable wipes. I sent them out to California. I was like, and I text the people I knew in California, like, yo, you guys need anything? Because we got plenty right here in Minnesota. If you want me to send it to you, you know, just let me know and I'll send it. And she was grateful. I've gotten Nick gifts. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. They started saying, no, LM, doing anything for a woman is being a simp. I'm like, no. You guys are getting this shit real twisted now. Because, and you know, and one of the other things, you know, I did an episode that was criticizing the manosphere, right? And you ever notice a lot of guys, especially like in comment sections, right? They'll say some shit that you and I both know aren't true. Because like you said earlier, people off camera are different than on camera. These people are fucking fake, right? Because prime example, watch this. Let's use Tommy Lahren, right?
Yep.
After all the surgeries and all the hair extensions and everything, because I saw what she really looks like when she grew up in South Dakota. The bitch is a fucking two, right?
South Dakota two, but yeah.
She's a South Dakota two. She's a South Dakota two.
You get enough plastic surgery, and I'll tell you that being in Miami and shit, now I'm here in South Korea. I mean, there's two capitals of plastic surgery.
The capital, you guys are South Korea's number one plastic surgery on earth.
I think Colombia always like tries to fight them for the title. You know, the girls get their BBLs and their
BBLs,
for their quinceys. You know, they go down there for their fucking 15th birthday, 16th birthday, they get a tit job. They come back, you're like, that's not a growth spurt, girl.
It's not a growth spurt. It's not the tumor. So these hoes come out here, and I told guys, I said, look, man, one of my biggest beefs with the manosphere is the lack of honesty. And look, LL, I'll tell you right now, all the guys out there, like I said, remember, you know how this works. We take away personality, right? We just go like this, on a pure smash or pass, right? It's not about personality, yes or no to Tommy Lahren. If a guy looks at Tommy, we're talking about right now, right, today. A guy can look at Tommy Lahren if he's going, no, man, that chick's busted. She's a one. Stop. Tommy Lahren is not a one,
fuck
bro.
Out of here.
Stop. Yeah. Fuck out of here with that. But like, you'd see those comments, right?
You did it like 100 out of 100 times.
You absolutely. Know, you look, dude, if Tommy Lahren walked in.
If she threw it at you.
If she threw it at you.
Receive it. Yeah.
Middle of a recording, right? Like, so Legal Mindset, I'm glad to have you in the studio. Wait, who the fuck is that at my door? Tommy Lahren? Hey, what do you want? Oh my God, Drex, me and my friends. The yep. dick is down the throat. You understand what I'm saying, LM?
Yeah, no, I hear
the dick is down the throat.
And here's why I wanted to talk to you, because you know that's sort of getting into where I was going with this is like the definition. You know, I was curious about your definition of MGTOW, and like, and I'm a big tent guy, right? So like for me, sorry, did I drop off?
Oh no, that was something else.
Okay. No, you're good. Yes, I heard that. I was like, oh no, am I off? So here's the thing. I'm a big tent guy. I'm a guy who like, I'm okay if you're smashing. I'm okay if you want to smash the doll. I don't give a fuck. You do your life. You do what you want to do. Like whatever you're doing is cool, right? And I'm okay with that. I'm a guy who's like, look, you want to do whatever you want to do. There's guys who say, look, I just want to smash. You know, I just want to pay for it. Whatever, you know, here's the way you go about that in the most safe way possible. Here's the way you know, smash in the most safe way possible. Here's the way, you know, if you're going the doll route, then hey, you got no real risk other than somebody finding you, right? Yep. Other than embarrassment. So, you know, you do whatever you want to do. So, but all these guys, all these red pill guys, they try to say their way is the best. You know, like this is the only way to do it, right? So you got a night game guy. He's like, night game, you know, Tinder game, you know, oh, Tinder, you know, people who just do that, they try to say, oh, this is it, LTR, you know, oh, polygamy, oh, this and that. They're each trying to pitch their own specific thing where it's like, look, there's no one size fits all, right?
Nope.
And, you know, some people aren't going to want to put in the time and the work it takes because, look, for me, you know, to get good, because I am a guy who just, you know, dates, you know, non-exclusively dates a lot of different girls. That's what I like, you know, because I just like we were talking about, I like variety, right?
I love it.
But but at the same time, you know, I understand that that takes work. It takes a lot of time. I spend a shitload of time, you know, on that part of my life. I mean, some people are like, yo, I don't want to invest that amount of time. I'm like, I get it, bro. I 100% get it. So, you know, I don't see why these people, these grifters, try to say, look, I've got the one way, this is it. And then, you know, talking about Fresh and Fit, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, game this, game that, but then they'll do something else. And the thing is, I don't have a problem if you're using seeking arrangement. In fact, I can tell you that, especially in places like Miami, you're getting the best ROI, the return on your time, through things Agreed. Like seeking. You're not, Tinder is lost. Like, it's a waste of time. You're not going to get anything off that because it's too diluted. Girls download that just literally to play around on their phone when they're bored at work to just, you know, kind of play a game like Smash or Pass, right? They do yep. that for fun.
Free like, validation. You know,
Bumble's shit because girls can't open, you know, Hinge is got people looking for a relationship and they're in their 30s and, you know, you don't want to do that. So if you're looking for hotties that are 18 and just want to smash, you can get that off of Seeking pretty easy. Just be honest about it. Be like, yo, I'm doing this. And do I consider that simping? No. I mean, look, if you're going on a date, you know, and you're saying like most people in America are going to pay for the fucking date, right? Yep. I mean, most people, sometimes I'll have a girl buy something for me. Shit. I was in Australia and they flipped their culture norms. I had this bitch buy me some fucking smoothie on the beach and then we went to her place and smashed and that was it. That was a Tinder date, you know, cause their norm is the girls buy shit over there. Apparently. I don't fucking know.
Yep.
But whatever, you know, I'm not above it. But the point is, normally in America, I'll just pay for the fucking date. Is that simping? I don't know. I mean, people think that's simping, but I think it's keeping them in my frame. That's my perspective. That's how I look at it. And I'm going out to eat. I'm picking a place. My strategy is I pick a place that I would go to fucking regardless, right? Like, I'm like, this place is good. I would get drinks here. I would get food here regardless. So right? I'm going somewhere I like. This bitch is along for the ride.
Well, they're always along for the ride and to be ridden.
Right.
So... The thing is, though, LM, this is where these bitches get confused. Coach Greg Adams has his thing, right? He says, you know, I'm going to be there with a fistful of 20s, right? Yeah. And he was talking about one of the problems. Piggyback on your point. One of my beasts with the manosphere is this whole thing about fucking dick policing, right? Which is feminine. That's feminine. The whole dick police. Yes. Because I'm like, let me get this straight. A dude wants to know about where another dude is sticking his dick, right? And I had this issue way back when, right? When I was growing up, you know, like I said, it was more on a racial line, right? And I started noticing some of these double standards. Like, it's not a knock against white dudes, but I did notice it tend to be, there were two groups of people that had the biggest double standard, right? On terms of policing the opposite sex within their own ethnic group, right? It was black women and white men. So let me explain. The white guy.
I know exactly where you're going.
You know where this is going, right? The white dude.
I've goes met like Kevin this. Samuel, so I know the black woman.
Oh, yeah. You know how this works. Yeah. I lived this shit because, like, you know, Nick and I went to school together, right?
Yep.
I'm the one black guy in an all white school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And white guys are coming at me sideways, and especially, you know, we were out and about outside of school, you know, because at least at school, these are people that tend to know you, you know what I'm saying? You know, you grew up with a lot of these people. But, like, you start going to different places. Dude, I remember playing basketball games. Girls from opposite teams were trying to holler at me, right? Mm-hmm. The only people getting mad was the white males. I'm like, wait a minute, let me get this straight. So the guy who's mad and trying to check these females, oh, you can't be talking to him, blah, 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 are the same dudes that would walk out and smash any ethnic group of female, right? The white guy will go with an Asian woman, a black woman, a Latina, a fucking Arab. They'll go with any chick, right? But when it comes to white women, no, I'm going to tell you where you're allowed to fucking spread your pussy and get it popped. It's like, wait a minute. Okay, well, let me see. Who does that remind me of? Then I looked at the black community. Love knows no color. That's when black women are with any other ethnic group, right?
Yep.
But as soon as a brother goes out here with a Becky, right? He goes out here with a little sexy Latina named Maria, right? He goes with Young Hope. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Maylene.
All of a sudden, who's out there to try to dick police? Who's out there saying, nah, you hate your mama black. You hate your mama. You're a traitor. Mm-hmm. You're a sinner. You're a coon. You're an Uncle Tom. I was like, wait a minute. You just were cheering for, let's start naming them, right? Everybody on Swirl Mountain. Let's see. Serena Williams, they cheered, right? No one called her a sellout. Let's see. Kamala Harris, no one called her a sellout, even though the bitch ain't even black, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to go
there. They pick and choose when you're black. If you're successful, you can be 1/8 black. They'll take you, right? Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods is black. This person, Alicia Keys is black. But as soon as you do something that's like out of the line, we don't claim her.
It's the same thing with light-skinned Latinos. It's like, you know, if there's any crime that's committed to them by, let's say, a white person, they're like, oh, it's a Yahtzee on you know, Latino crime. The second it's a George Zimmerman situation, they're like, nah, this whitey did this. I'm like, bro, he's Latino, bro. Like,
he's Latino.
I grew up in Miami, so I saw people that were whiter than I am, and they're Latino, right? Same thing with Asians, by the way. You know, it's like whenever, you know, it's like they're conveniently white whenever it doesn't fit their statistics. But, you know, when it's Stop Asian Hate, you know, and there's one incidence, by the way, of, you know, a white guy, you know, creating an incident, right? They're like, oh, they're POCs now. You know, it's selective, right? It's whenever it fits.
Absolutely.
But you're right. You're right, though, Drex, about that.
It really bothered me because I was like, look, I was the dude. This is the saddest irony, man. I said this on Nick's stream. I was in the lifestyle for so long. We just had my man Warstarter on, right? And we were just running through bitches in the suburbs, right? It is what it is, right? Here's the great irony, and it kind of hurt my heart. It was us trying to help white dudes. Like, we're like, yo, bro, we got too much pussy to smash. We're trying to help you just get these bitches. You see what I'm saying? Like, we're literally just take them. And do you know what was happening? Because in white culture, they are obsessed with relationships.
If you've smashed them, though, if you've smashed them, that's the thing. It's still like that. If you've smashed them, it's like, that's it. And a lot of the guys will be talking about this. I mean, a lot of the man, the because there's the manosphere, then there's like the black manosphere, right? You know, it's the whole thing where it's like, okay,
I've seen that.
We're segregated here, right?
We're segregated. Like, dude, I have a problem with that LM because, like,
it's a problem, bro.
I've looked in a lot of guys. Like I said, I go all across the manosphere, right? And I look in people's comments there. Because, like I said, I like to know. Problem. Who are your viewers of? I keep seeing this whole think about the white people. They always want to bring this racial shit. I'm like, dude, to me, any person on this earth who claims to be red pill, whatever, and you start talking that racism shit, like, you know, my white people, all this. Yeah, these white nationalists are some of the biggest simps I've ever met. Just like black nationalists are the biggest simps, right? Mm-hmm. McQueen. Do you know what was the enforcement arm of gynocentric Jim Crow back in the day? It was the Ku Klux Klan, right? Do you know what the KKK was? Beta male fucking simp manginas.
Mm-hmm.
A white woman says something. Someone did something. And do you know who was the first ones to run? Let's lynch him. Yeah, your beta male enforcers. In the black community, that's the banger. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The banger enforces the gynocracy. Shoot him. He ain't shit. Wait a minute. Look, in the Latino culture, right? The essays come after you. No, so you fucking with my sister. Bro, you're going to kill me because this bitch said something? You just believe her at face value?
Mm-hmm.
No investigation. Yeah, no investigation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a lawyer. You know how that works.
Yeah, there's no fucking due process, right?
and
here's the thing. This is like a sexual shunning too, because of course it's like, you know, the old saying, once you go black, you never go back, right? You know, that's still enforced, and it's enforced against the females too, right? You know, that's why it's such a big thing when you get outed and they're like, oh, look, you dated a black guy, you dated a Hispanic guy, you dated this and that, you know, and that's used against you. By the way, I'm here in Asian. It's the same thing with these girls who date foreigners, right? Because once they got that stink on them, it's like, oh, well, now you just date foreigners, right? Your vagina's too loose now, you know? Yeah. So you're stuck, right? Because that's this like false narrative, right? That like, you know, because they had sex with somebody, you know, who maybe was more well hung. That's it. It's over. RIP. You know,
everything that we see in society is male competition, right? Oh, for females. Mm-hmm. That's really, think about it.
But that's feminism. Reality. That's reality.
It's reality.
That's hypergamy. It's not necessarily a bad thing, too. I don't think it's a horrible thing because, you know, competition, intersexual competition, is what's got us so far, you know, this far. I think we think of competition as a bad thing, but, you know, historically and evolutionarily, it's been a good thing, right? The thing is, right now, we're going against biology, right? Because we're denying what biology is, right? We're saying, we're capping when it comes to biology.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's looking around at each other, right? Pretending that like real, like what's real isn't real, right? And that's why, like, you know, yes, I'm a trans woman, stunning and brave. And like dudes like me are looking around like, bruh, oh, okay, this is what we're doing. You know what? Okay, yeah. Because the shame that has gone on for decades, right? You know, the German shepherds have been shaming black men, talking shit about black men for over six decades now, right? So black guys started pulling out, getting with other women. So when Kevin Samuels is basically telling these black women, it's basically over for you, right?
Yep.
It's over. And so they started getting mad because here's the thing. Deep down, they know he's telling the truth, right?
Oh, they know. Like, they 100% know.
You can't, listen, you can't be 280 pounds, built like a linebacker with four kids by three men, living in the projects and think, Kevin, I deserve a high value man. And he's looking at him like, what do you have to offer? And you notice every time when you ask, what do they bring to the table? They get very defensive, right? Mm-hmm. And you're starting to see that in the manosphere, the Jack Murphys of the world. See, all you had to do was be who you are, right? Like when I say, yo, bro, I got a big chick quota. Yeah, I'll smash these little bitches. Yeah, I'll smash a fit chick.
Drex. So you say he should own being a cuck and getting off on that? Because I mean, once again, I remember listening to you on something, and it's like that being a cuck is like down there with being with the, it was like furry and cuck, which is worse.
Yeah, right? Yeah. The only thing like... lower. So I was like, when you add furry to anything, right? Like if life were a Pornhub tab, right?
Right, right.
The moment you put a tag with furry, everything got worse, right? Like, oh, I'm just a cuck, but now I'm a furry cuck. Ooh, you went down the ladder. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you are, once you add furry, it's like, oh.
Oh, God.
You know, Nick and I did a show with the fucking diaper fetish guy, right?
I listened.
And that fucker said, he's like, well, bro, we don't fuck with furries, man. Like, they're low. They're lower than us.
And he's the diaper fetish guy. He's like,
I'm sitting here in a diaper, and I'm telling you, these dudes ain't shit. I'm like, God damn. But like,
I've seen some shit, but that's another, like, that's another level. That's below.
Well, LM, you're over there, right? You and I were texting, talking about the fact that, like, you know, birth rates are collapsing. We talk about like how, like, you know, porn plays a huge part in this, because what ends up happening is, if a guy can get his, remember back in the day, right? When you're growing up,
yeah.
You had to, you had to have like legitimate effort to get access to even see like titties, right?
Shit, Drex, when I was growing up, because I was born in 86, right? So, you know, I had the internet, but it sucked. And I literally remember getting caught by my mom downloading porn as it was going on my 56K modem. Right, it was loading. The picture was loading, like pixel by pixel, like line by line. Remember that? Shit was taking. You know, I'm like, I'm like halfway mid stroke, and it's like, oh god, you know. But this is like way back in the day, you know. And it was a Herculean effort, right? Now it's just
PickHunter.com. Yeah, I know what you were on. Yeah, I remember. Look, Sperm Shack, PickHunter, dude. Yeah,
that was like way, way, way long ago.
It was way everywhere.
And you get everything you want. Anything you want.
Drex, where was that place that Duke got his start? What sperm was he on? Yeah,
Sperm Shack. Sperm Shack, yeah. It had the green logo with the... It had the little effect. Dude.
That and Candy Shack, or Candy Stand. Yeah, between Candystand and E-Bombs World, that's the three websites that took up 90% of my internet life.
well, porn really changed the game, because once we didn't have to try to go sneak into our dad or uncle's stash anymore, and those were always old, right? Those were chicks from they're like 20 years old, you know.
The Marilyn
Monroe
copy, you know.
Yeah, you were like, not my proudest wank, but you know what?
Yeah, like as a dude, you accepted whatever you could get back then. Like, oh man, this is what's available for me to look at. Because
in Korea, it is banned. Porn is banned. When you come in, they search your bag for porn. They're more concerned about you bringing in porn than, like, you know, prescription drugs or something like that, right? But they're still, despite that, the number two consumer, because people are going to find it regardless. They're going to go through VPNs. They're going to go around it, right? So the point of the matter is people are going to get it no matter what you do, no matter where you are. Even in Saudi Arabia, other countries are trying to ban it. They're some of the most deviant people ever. I mean, you look at the shit that goes down to these girls in Dubai. I mean, I can tell you stories from these girls that are in Miami. You know, I'll go out with a girl and she'll tell me about where they're trying to put a salmon. You know, I mean,
tell you a story about Dubai.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we know about insane. The Dubai porta potty. And you know, now Ellen, I gotta ask you this though. What do you think is one of the things, because like, I'm telling you something that really bothers me, man. And I'm sure if you've ever seen me on Nick's show, you'll see me get irritated at it, where it's like people keep thinking that everything I fucking say is made up, right? Like, does it happen? And then when they do like any research, they're like, oh shit, this is real. Like,
here's the problem. I'm like, dude, here's the problem. Is that people are going to be trying to discredit you no matter what. They're going to say, nah, he doesn't smash. That's like the one, nah, he doesn't smash. Or nah, you're full of shit. Or nah, you're exaggerating. Or nah, you hate all women, you know, which is the other one that we get, which, you know, I hate. It's something that comes at the you know, red pill manosphere in general. You know, you can even get women on stream with you. They're still going to say you hate women. Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which is hilarious because I spend more time with women than I spend with men. You know, if I count the hours.
I prefer to spend more time with women. I've always said that.
And it makes my life better. Like the women in my life enhance my life. They do not make it. But that's because of the way I deal with them. Right.
Yep.
Because they know that if they're coming in here with an attitude, or they're coming in here with, you know, that negative shit, they're out the fucking door and I'm calling the next one, you know, because it's, you know, it's just something I don't put up with because my time is too valuable. That's our most valuable resource. I think, you know, and I'm interested to hear your definition because I did want to get this out of you. But I think any guy who's doing their own thing, you know, my definition of MGTOW is I hesitate when people say, oh, you MGTOW. I go, well, who are you talking about? I mean, if you're talking about, you know, am I fucking a doll? No, I'm not. Right. I'm still smashing. But you know, my definition is doing your own thing. That's not traditional marriage. That's not the slaughterhouse. That's not the blue pill and believing the blue pill lies. If that's the definition, if that's the definition, if you're a red pill and you're doing your own thing, you're not getting traditionally married, then yeah, I'm 100% MGTOW, right? But if you try to throw some other definition on it, or you say, oh, you follow TFM or something like that, you know, I'm like, no, I agree with TFM on some things. I think his economic analysis is good. Some of the, you know, future projections.
Oh, his crypto. I love when he gives crypto advice.
Yep, I'm in, you know, I think every person should have some crypto. If you don't, you're retarded at this point. Like, but it's, you know, some of the stuff he says, it's like, yeah, I don't agree with that. Like, I think I can still go out there and date and not get fleeced, but that's because it's me and I know certain things and I take certain precautions, you know, got that legal mindset. You know, I know when to get myself out of situations.
He said the name in the show. You know, I love that about a movie, right, Drex? When they say the name of the movie in the movie.
Oh, yeah. The beauty of this, though, is that, like, Ellen and I were sitting there talking, and we were just, like just kind of shooting this shit over, like, certain topics, like I said. And I want to get your take on this, though. As a lawyer, how do you view both the dating scene and, you know, let's say dating / hookup scene, when you contrast that with gynocentrism and Me Too?
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, that's like two giant topics there. I mean, Drex, you just like shot me with a double barrel. I mean, like, because I can go off about marriage. Look, I mean, marriage and Me Too are super. So let me do marriage first. So with marriage, and I have to say this, my, you know, one of my brothers, he's married, right? I have 2.5 brothers. Actually, 1.5 are married, right? And I advised both of them against it, right? And one of them, it's a remarriage. So I'm like, you already know, and you're an idiot for walking into it. The statistics are against you. The law is against you, right? And it doesn't matter what state you're in. I don't care how base the state is. The law is still against you, right? Even in a state like Texas or Florida that, you know, for all intents and purposes, Montana, yeah, whatever. Go to the most base state you want, the one most favorable in the United States, the law is still against you. Sorry.
That's where I'm building the compound is Montana.
I mean, if you are getting legally married, you have so much against you. And you don't just think about divorce. Think about stuff like, you know, red flag laws. Think about stuff like mandatory arrest. A lot of these conservative states, you got to remember, you guys cover it. These conservacucks, they are not on the side of men. These Tucker Carlsons, you guys called him out. I love that. You know, they are not on the side of men. People love him because of his political opinions. They're like, oh, he supports Trump and he's this and that. He's based. He hates Biden. I'm like, I don't care. They're really pushing you into the slaughterhouse as a man.
Yep.
As a man.
That just shows you how desperate we are for a W, right? Because they own the schools. The schools are done. There's no chance. They own the courts, right? And I'm talking the left.
Talking slanted. And by the way, you're talking about slanted against men, is what you're saying.
Well, against men, but also against conservatives too, right? Right? YouTube, Susan, Stripe, PayPal. They throw conservatives off all the time. All the tech platforms. Our buddy Dick Masterson's on a global MasterCard match list because of what he said was too dangerous. It's the whole deck is stacked against us. We're so desperate for a W that we'll look to someone like Tucker Carlson and be like, yeah, that's our guy.
Well, here's the thing. Only people who identify as conservative, which is something I've never identified as, right? I've called these people out my whole life because...
Rex, I got attacked in Nick's chat the other day because I called out these cucked conservatives. I called these Mitch McConnells, these Lindsey Grahams, and people like that.
Fuck those
people
dudes, man.
Okay, hang on a second. Those aren't even conservatives. Holy shit.
But people went off. There were two people going off. They're like, oh, so you're a Democrat because you're not a Republican, so you're a Democrat. Oh, you're fucking liberal. Oh, isn't that... It's like, bro, like you're so in this tunnel vision of trying to get that W so hard that you're ignoring the fact that these people are not your friends. They're not on your team. They're not out for your best interest. They're out for their own interests.
That's right.
And all they're doing is slowing down the decline. Right. And I'm sort of like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Aaron Clary. I need to get on his fucking show.
But oh, yeah. He's the asshole.
Enjoy the decline and Bachelor Pad Economics. Those are good. Those are really good books. Those are the ones I read early after I read Rational Male. That was the first like red pill book I read, like kind of foundational stuff. But you know, I'm here for enjoying my life and enjoying it. I agree with like the stuff that TFM says. The decline is here. You know, we're on the downward slope. But shit, there's a lot of fun to be had on the downward slope. So
yeah, there is.
I'm gonna enjoy that slope. You know, in understanding that there's very little you can do as an individual to correct that, like in terms of marriage, we're talking about marriage. There's very little we can do because there's so much, like you said, the schools are stacked, the courts are stacked, everything is stacked. Even these conservative judges, they're going to go in favor of women, even the conservatives. So let's say you get a person who's relatively based, they're probably PragerU based.
Yep.
You know? Well, we did the video on them too.
Yep. So once again, as a man, you are not going to get relief in those areas. And it's sad to say. And there's not much, frankly, that's why I don't make my channel about it, because there's not much to say about it. It's like a case closed situation. It's so
case closed.
It's not worth talking about because it's like
absolutely. Well, here's the thing, though. One of the things that I'm going to be honest with you, one of the things that bothered me, one of like the whole inspirations for the show was that I was shocked that people didn't know this yet, right? Like it actually kind of got to me because, like I said, you know,
insane.
There's still hope.
I was out living my life. I thought this was normal.
Yeah, you don't need to look far to find someone who still has hope. I've said this many times. I don't hide it. Yes, I am a conservative. Yes, I will get married if I find a unicorn. That's a big if, because I'm not blind. I know the unicorn is one in a million at best. At best. There are maximum 300 unicorns in all of the United States.
There are, I mean, I'll say I've met good, like quote unquote, you know, like girls that it's like, okay, well, you're a girl that would have the potential for a long-term relationship. I'm not a guy who would get conventionally married because I agree. I think you said it, Drex. There's no fucking reason in 2021. There's no reason why you have to get legally married in order to do anything. You want companionship? You can get that without being married. You want a child? Yep. By the way, you can have a kid without being married. right?
Yep.
They do that. And there's even countries they do that in, right? Fucking Iceland has so many problems. That's actually pretty common there. You know, so I think we need to reconceptualize this thing, because marriage was a concept that we carried over from a different era, right? And when fucking women weren't working and they needed that support, right? And, you know, we're in a time of political marriages. Things were done for alliances, for family connections, et cetera, et cetera. And then we try to import this into an era of romantic love, feminism, and laws that are, you know, in favor of women and certainly against men. It doesn't work. So look, don't enter into that contract and say, I'm not willing to do it. And guess what? At some point, women will, you know, they will agree to it. They'll fight you. They'll scream. They'll yell. But that's part about having frame. If you're afraid of being yelled at by a woman or having her walk out on you, you're not ready.
Right? Well, here's the thing, though.
Oh, yeah. You're doing a fail. I agree with all of that.
Let's face it, though. When it comes, like you said, like, you know, guys are being afraid of women to yell at them and all that. And yeah, I've always told guys, I said, I want you to look at your own family, right? Just go down the line. Mm-hmm. Your dad, your uncles, your this, your that, your brother. Go down the line. Do any of those guys call the fucking shots in their relationship, right? Mm. Every now and then you'll find a guy going, oh, no, my uncle does, or my this does. But overall, you would say it's the women calling those shots, right? And the reason they call those shots is
nowadays 99%. There are some, Drex. There are some.
Every now and then, right? Like it's like one. It's like the one, right? The reason why the women are calling the shots, remember, and you and I both know that 1%, that can change overnight, because all she has to do is flex with the state, right? Like, you're either going to do what I fucking tell you to do or else. Because once the guy realizes, and this is where guys are so confused. Guys don't understand this. I want them to really understand what I'm about to tell them. Mm-hmm. If you are married, you sign a legal contract, you are in an open relationship, okay? You are in a threesome. Your wife is in bed with daddy government, which means you are not in fucking control. Oh, you think, watch this.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. No. The government is the real alpha.
The real alpha is the state. Yes, exactly.
It's the state. Because, so LM, watch this.
Yep.
I'll give you a prime example. I talked about this with some guys, and I said, one of the situations that actually, like I said, I was always anti-marriage because my parents' own marriage was just a fucking sham. It's basically a Bill and Hillary. You know,
and by the way, on my side, my parents, both of them said, don't get married.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Damn. The dad will tell you that, but never mom, right? Like,
mom told me that after they got divorced, but dad told me that before.
I
was like, that's not capping. And you know, and mom was like, yeah, that's right. And I'm like, you know what? Let me think about this. Because, and even my mom, when my mom, you know, even to this day, she's like, you know, you can just have relationships with girls. I'm like, mom, I'm way ahead of you on this. Don't worry about it. I'm good.
Well, my mom, I mean, like I told people, oh, well, the relationship with
my
mom changed.
That's a diabolical ass laugh, Drex. That's like the villain.
Oh, man. My relationship with my mom.
You got to wait until RPM comes in here, man. That guy's got a super villain laugh.
Oh, RPM's got the best laugh in the business. Well, so LM, here's the thing though, man. When I think back on my earlier point, one of my main issues with marriage was that nothing can taint your view of marriage more than being the side dude, right? No matter how, look, so think about it. You saw this, you saw that. Maybe you saw a good relationship, a bad relationship. You have like hope, right? You're thinking like, oh, okay, man, I just got to get the right one. Do you know what can really just tilt your whole view? It's being the side dude. Because you're like, so LM, here's what ended up happening. As the side dude, something very unsettling occurs to you. They were all cheating. And now someone goes, well, Drex, what does that mean? I don't mean like mathematically, like, you know, 100 marriages, 100 women were cheating. No. All types of women were doing this shit, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, she's liberal, cheating. Conservative, cheating. Black, cheating. White, cheating. You know, she looks very, you know, she's well-educated, cheating. She's a stay-at-home mom, cheating. When you are look, LM, we were smashing bitches. It was an alarming amount. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. A staggering amount, yes.
Staggering amount. Right? And so when you're out there doing the shit we were doing, we were deep in it. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're that deep in it, and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, we were going out to these huge houses, right? I mean, look, dude, I remember, and this is the reason why, like I said, I'm so against some of the bullshit the Manosphere tries to preach to guys, right?
Yep.
Because the Manosphere is actually trying to get you on the plantation, a new plantation.
Let me say one thing real quick, though, is that a lot of those guys, you know, when you actually ask them, you know, and here's the thing, you're saying you got that experience trial by fire, Drex, because that's the thing with men. Men learn by experience. We learn by, you know, you learn how to lift weights by lifting weights. You learn how to, you know, you learn about the law by going to law school, you know, doing law shit, right? You know, you learn about, you know, whatever you're going to do, we learn by doing it. Right? That's how men are, right? And you learn by actually going out there and smashing, and you got experience with women and by engaging with women, right? You know, these guys are leading guys who have no experience with women out there into the slaughterhouse because they have no idea what to do. And look, frankly, I can tell you in my, you know, when I was younger and didn't have as much experience with women, my perspective, like you said, was much different than after I've been with these girls and I've been with, you know, a lot, the leg count gets up. Right. And you're like, all right, shit, I'm seeing all types of women. I'm seeing people in all different situations, people of all different ages, races, nationalities, backgrounds,
yep,
marital status, everything. You know, you're seeing all of that and you're like, oh, shit. Right. But some of these guys, they literally have only been with a couple girls. Right. And it's like they don't have the experience or the background to tell you that. To say, no, this is it. And that is a real fucking red pill. I'll tell you that. Well, the first person that I was there and I looked over and they're telling me about their husband or their boyfriend or whatever. And I was like, this is a fucking red pill. Yeah, I can read. I can listen to all the YouTube I want. I can sit there all night. But it is a deep red pill when, you know, no matter how many books you read, I don't care what red pill stuff you consume, whether it's, you know, black pill, red pill, MGTOW, whatever. When you are hearing that in person, you're like, oh shit, this is real. I feel this now.
Didn't you like walk that away with like a different like mindset, right? Like you know, you've been in that situation, right? Like prime example.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, you know, I've taken a lot of flack about this.
And look, here's my perspective, by the way. Here's my perspective. This is my perspective, is that you're not breaking any laws. You know, nope. You know, as long as you're not breaking any laws, by the way, I'm never advocating for anything unconsensual. You know, for me, by the way, I can't enjoy something that's not 100% consensual, right? Because I don't want I don't want that beta transactional vibe. I want something that's enthusiastic because that's what's entertaining to me. Like, unless I get that, that's like, unless it's enthusiastic engagement, I don't really want it. Like, get out of here, right? High interest, right? But at the same side, I forgot where I was going with that. I started thinking about the transactional stuff. But yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. When you read the Rational Mail.
You know? Of course. Well,
you read the Rational Mail, Rollo Tomasi. One thing that I did an interview with him. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to meet him whenever I go back to the U.S., but he's friends with a lot of my friends, and he's a good guy, you know, but he's married. But once again, he got married in a different era. Right.
Well, absolutely. And that does matter. And that's the reason why I kind of.
The thing is, he's the best option. You know, and he talks about that always. You know, it's like, are you the best option for the woman? Because women are always looking out for number one, just like we should be. Right. Men should be looking out for number one, a.k.a. themselves. Yep. But women are always looking out for number one. And sometimes women realize, shit, this guy is my best option. If you're married for 40 years, you have a kid, right? You realize that if you go out there on the dating market, you are not going to be able to get the same level, probably balance of, you know, providership and attractiveness as you could when you're young. You're just not going to get it. So at some point, the guy is your best option, right?
Yeah. You know? Well, the thing is that because they aren't capable of love, you know, people always, one of the things that I want the Manosphere to get away from is saying that women love differently. No, they don't love at all. You know, and these are the things that people need to be, it needs to be hearkened into their head because,
But Drex, when you say that, just you understand when you say that, that's what triggers girls, right? So,
oh, I know.
When they hear you say women don't love, then that right there, you're going to get like so many hate comments on that. You know, I'm going to get people being like, why are you talking to this misogynist? Blah, blah, you're
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know what the beauty of that is though, LM? Here's the beauty of that. One, it's true. Two, and this is the more important thing. This is the more important thing. Me saying that gets me laid more than the guy saying, this guy's a misogynist. Fuck Drex. You see what I'm saying?
But Drex,
we don't really care about the opinion of the simp.
But look, do you even talk about that stuff when you're out with women? Because I don't talk about sexual politics or red pill shit.
No, I don't even talk about that.
Here's
what's wild. By me being me, that's always been good enough. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I didn't need to do any extra. Like, here's the thing. When I see guys out here flexing, you know, this is something that Warstar and I were talking about, right? when we were young, right, we were broke. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You remember what it's like to be young and broke, right? Like broke, yep. As in fresh out of college and broke. Well, oh, yeah. I was fresh out of college and broke, right? Yep. Do you know what I found to be very eye-opening? Which is why I laugh at all these fake-ass red pill guys talking about some game, looks, money, status. Bro, we were running through these bitches at a staggering pace with no money. And actually, you know what? Here's what's crazy. LM, do you remember a vehicle called the Suzuki Sidekick? Do you remember that little Jeep?
Yes, I remember that little piece of shit, yeah.
It was a literal piece of shit. Do you want me to tell you how many bitches we got in the Suzuki Sidekick?
Eight?
A staggering amount.
I thought you meant in the same time, you know.
Oh, no. So what ended up happening is I started learning about these dynamics way back when I was coming up, right, as a teenager, because I was like, wait a minute, we're in a literal piece of shit and we're pulling these bad bitches, whereas this fucking beta cuck is over here trying to get the big nice car. You know, he's in mommy and daddy's car, right? Mm-hmm. He's doing this, that, and the other, and he wasn't getting that. But like they always cheated on that guy with dudes like us. You see what I'm saying? My brothers and them were running trains on bitches back then. This is back in the 90s, right? I'm a teenager, right? Like I'm still sitting on the bench, right? I haven't even gotten in the game yet, right? And I'm looking at how this is playing out. I'm like, wait a minute. So this guy had, you know, this guy is, you know, he's a good looking guy. Okay. You know, he's not bad looking. He's got, you know, status or whatever, I guess you could say, you know, for like the high school era or whatever, right? Like middle school, high school era. So he checked the boxes. And I'm like, wait a minute. So what's wrong here? And especially once I got to the college age, I'm like, wait, what's going on? These women live in nice houses. They were in very nice neighborhoods, right? Mm-hmm. Wanting to be completely fucking degraded, taken to swing clubs, get ran through. And I'm like, wait a minute. And when you, like I said, there's no red pill like living it, right? When you live it, you're like, wait a minute. I was like, wait a minute. So these game dom, you know, dom game monkeys are out here talking about some, oh yeah, man, you need to flex, you need to get your bread up. Dude, I listen to these guys and I always laugh. I'm thinking to myself, dude, you saw what I saw, right, LM? When Jeff Bezos, yes, Jeff Bezos.
I was gonna put that on the list to talk about, bro.
Was that not the ultimate black pill?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Where's all those money guys?
Drex, I don't consider it a black pill. I just consider, you know, people need to wake up to the reality, right?
Yeah, reality. It's just reality.
It's just reality. Just accept it as reality. It doesn't have to be. Black pills only have to be black pills if you view the world as over. Spoiler alert, the world is not going to end. You know?
Yeah, it is on a societal level, right? on a civilization level, it does. And it just reforms in a new era, right? But when you look at the Jeff Bezos situation with Lauren Sanchez, I believe her name is, right?
Dirty Sanchez, yes.
Dirty Sanchez. Everyone thought, oh, you know, Jeff Bezos can get any woman, blah, blah, blah. No. Jeff Bezos has to pay to play, okay? Uh-huh. I challenge anyone out there, any one of you fake fucking dom game monkeys, right? Mm-hmm. I want you to get on your phone, go to Google Images, and just type in these names. Jeff Bezos. Click search and go like this. If he didn't have that money and status, would any bitch give him the time of day? Fuck no. Watch this. Mark Zuckerberg, right? Zuck the
cook. Oh. Nobody. Real quick. I literally went out with a girl who was also on the Seeking Sites. You know, I met her off of a different app, but she was on the Seeking Sites. And she was one of the girls that went to the island, Zuck's Island.
Zuck is
100% confirmed as being a guy who is a sub who likes girls to degrade him while they're doing.
He gets pegged. He gets paid, bro.
Mm-hmm. That is 100%.
Like, oh, yeah, that surprises literally no one.
No one. Everyone knows.
But LM, when I say these things, people look at me like I'm crazy. No, he's a billionaire. I go, dude, I've been in the game so long, right? I was so deep in it to see every last angle. There's no angle I haven't seen. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I look at a guy, I can size him up. I'm like, I shit you not, LM, I've been everywhere, man. I travel. I was like, I have never once in my life seen someone's like, oh my God, you know, someone's out of my league. Out of my fucking league? Bitch, get on your knees. Because you know what they're used to seeing? They're used to seeing guys like Zuck the Cuck, simp, right? They pay to play. And and you know this, right? The hot girl is used to everybody oogling over her, right? When you're just normal around her, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just, yeah,
Like, she's whatever. Like, she's whatever.
She's whatever.
She
be, yeah. I mean,
she could be a fucking chicken sandwich. Like, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? They flip, right? They, oh my God. That's why guys like Bill Gates. Bill Gates got swindled by Melinda, all this stuff. All these high, these so-called high value guys. No, no, no. I've always said those are high earners. We need to get away from saying high value, because value is within yourself. You see what I'm saying? So values.
Let me put it out there, because this is the way that I understand it to me. This is the way it makes sense to me, is that, you know, a lot of people, they'll put their, they think about it like a role-playing game where you put all your stats, like you're playing D&D and you put all your stats into one area, like all my stats are in constitution or strength or whatever, fucking, you know, you're putting like all your points in one, you're maxing out your value, right? So, you know, you've got, let's say you've got game, fitness, and you've got money, right? You know, and you're saying, okay, put all your stats into game, put all your stats into money, put all your stats into, you know, whatever else, fitness, you know? Well, you're only going to get certain outcomes based on where you're going with that, right? So if you're putting all of it into money and you have no frame, or rather, I don't even like game, but no frame, you know, you're going to get blown out. You're going to get the dirty Sanchez's, right? You're going to get the gold diggers. You're going to get the people that are going to fleece you easily.
Yep.
Because you have no freaking experience. You have no frame, right? And by the way, most people who are big in a game, and I meet a lot of these guys through the Red Pill community. I'll go to the meetups with some other people. I'll meet up, shake their hands. If they're out there and those guys are dogging people every day, you know, these are the day gamers, the people that are out there, you know, getting girls every day. They're broke as shit.
Broke.
They're broke yep. as shit.
Yep.
I mean, absolute shit. And they have no money. I mean, a lot of them are in foreign countries because they can live off of nothing. I'm a person who travels a lot. I'm here in Korea. You know, I'll meet these like dirty ass English teachers that are making, you know, less money than I make in like super chats, you know, and they're here, you know, banging, and some of them will be banging a bunch of, you know, girls or whatever, but it's like, they've got nothing. They've got a mattress on the floor,
yep. you know?
So my thing about money is, I say, do it for yourself, because for me, money is my personal freedom. That's what it is. It lets me go where I want, travel when I want, take the work I want, say fuck you to who I want, right? Go off and do what I want to do. It has nothing to do with women. Now, women end up attracted to that personality, because I can meet a girl right now in Korea. They're shocked because over here, the salary man thing is big. People always work 9 to 5, 9 to 5. Same thing in America too. People work yep. these 9 to 5 jobs. I'm like, yeah, I can meet you at noon. I can meet you at 3 p.m. You want to meet at 10 a.m.? Sure. Sure, let's do it. Right? Like, and they're like, what? You don't have to. I'm like, no, I'm set my own fucking hours. I'm my own boss. I do work when I want to do it.
It's now, the greatest job in the world.
Now, yeah, I got to say this though. So LM, you and I were talking about this. It's a major point that I think needs to be made, which is I feel that there's an obligation that I have to all men, but in particular, like I said, I go to each group because each group suffers differently, right?
Yes, for the yes. white so unique brothers experience. Out there. Unique
experience. Experience. Yes. Every group, like I said, black males suffer differently because so many are raised by single mothers, right?
Bro, that's the like the people, when I tell them the statistics on the black communities, the black family, they don't believe me.
Oh, it's
they
so fucked,
think I'm
man.
Lying about it. And I'm like, no, it is 80%+. It's probably 90% if you really look at it correctly. Yep. Because a lot of the cases, they'll still be like the dad's in and out, but he's effectively not there, right? So correct, I think the correct. Stats are even worse.
The way feminism affected the black community primarily was that feminism created the ultimate alpha fucks, right? In terms of bonobos. Yep. That's what feminism created in the black community, a bunch of bonobos. Yeah. Dumbed down fucking chimps.
Was TFM the first one to bring up the bonobo thing? Because I think that that's maybe where I heard that first.
But... He might have been. But like you can that, see though. It. You can see it, like, dude, go around and just look at the black community. You'll have dudes who are well built, you know, big muscular dudes, big dicks running around, but their whole life is centered around female validation, right? That's why they have lots of baby mamas, future, right? That's where Pookie and Ray Ray comes from, right? Just going out there, just running through holes, having a bunch of babies, and they get off
and
on
Tyrone
that.
Too, Tyrone. No, and Tyrone. Tyrone. That's the black and, Chad, you know.
That's the black Chad. So what happens in the white community? In the white community, because everything is gynocentric in a different way, in a relationship way, but you got to be a beta provider. See, you are measured by your ability to provide for a woman. You see what I'm saying?
And that's by the way, not just even with white, but it is the white community, but it's a corporate America thing. By the way, when I speak to
absolutely
a lot of
be a company man.
Here's one thing why I have a lot of why I end up having girlfriends, because it actually ends up being kind of advantageous, because I've got ones that are presentable enough that I can bring them to corporate events. You know, I can say, hey, put on a dress, put on heels, look good, you know, come to an event with me. I got a network. I got to go out here. And it is part of the society. And I talk to a lot of people about this where, and I think Kevin Samuels has mentioned it too. You can't go to certain events without some sort of girl, because it's sort of like expected that you're there with somebody. If you come there as a single guy, people view you as like a rogue asset, as somebody that's untrustworthy. They can't do business with you, right? Because it's so ingrained in the culture. And I would agree, it's probably white culture that did that, right? Because white culture is the foundation of corporate America.
Absolutely. You learn to navigate. You have to learn to navigate. And like I said, each side can learn differently. And we have to address this because, you know, you're over there. Mm-hmm. Settle this case once and for all. This is for all my white brothers that I'm literally trying to save your fucking life.
Yeah.
Address the white men out there in the West what happens if they still have hope about going to the East, the Far East, to get them their Asian bride. Give them the full scoop.
Yeah. So here's the full scoop on this, guys, is that many people think, and you guys debunked this. You could debunk this on the Chameleon episode I was watching. You know, I heard some folks talking about it there. And look, is there a difference in behavior? Yes. But you are not going to get that. And there's a lot of things people don't understand about this, is that you come to Asia, you're looking for, oh, I want the submissive, nice, you know, nice girl. And yeah, there are a lot of behaviors they do here, but the reason why they do them is because there's a massive difference in culture, right? And you got to realize it flips into that relationship. They'll come on all nice and sweet, they'll come on all great, but then they'll flip on you, right? They'll go, okay, Dragon now lady. They're controlling, right? Exactly. So they'll come in and they'll be all sweet and, oh, look, they're so kawaii. And because you've watched way too much anime, you're like, oh shit, yes, I've got this waifu. Yes, that's it. And then they flip on you, especially these white guys. And this is exactly what I see over here all the time. These white guys, they've never gotten laid before. It's their first time abroad. They haven't gone anywhere. They're listening to this trope. They've watched way too much anime. They've watched way too much other stuff. They have this idea. And they get fleeced. And even this is something I learned recently from my buddies in Japan. I'm in Korea, but I have lots of friends who are in Asia, right? And, you know, I'm over here because I like the lifestyle. And yeah, sure, I like the look of the women, but I like a lot of women, right? I have a very diverse palate taste. You know, I grew up in Miami. I pretty much saw everything. But these guys are getting fleeced because the laws here a lot of times can even give the entire paycheck to the wife. In Japan, one of these salarymen, a lot of times their money goes all to their wife, and their wife gives them an allowance.
Yep.
Imagine that. You're going to get uber fleeced because you have no frame, no game. You're completely simping for them, and you are going to get fleeced, right? Because hypergamy does not turn off because you suddenly live in a country, right? That's not how that works, right? Culture has a different influence, right? And we can get into that. But they are not the savior. It is not the Holy Land. Right? At all whatsoever. Like, period. Period. I love traveling. I advocate living where you want to live based on your lifestyle. Like, as a minimalist who likes to walk around, likes, you know, the food, everything else, this Korea does fit well for me. East Asia does fit well for me. But that's not anything to do with the particular women, right? Or me thinking that I'm going to find a unicorn or something like that. They're all women, and they will all flip on you given the chance and the opportunity.
Yeah, when the laws enable that or they disable mm-hmm. that. That's why
and if there's you go no to, laws. There's no yeah, laws. Let me be very clear. In any country that are so favorable to men, there's ones that are like less horrible, right? But there's none that are all the way in the favor of men. You're not going to find any country, I'm sorry, where it's going to give you the level of authority that men had 100 years ago or, you know, 50 years
the
ago.
LM, we got to be honest, though. See, I'm totally emotionally detached from all of it, right? I have no mm-hmm. emotional attachment, and this is why. I can look at something. I did an episode where I was giving props to the deep state, right? Because they did it. I was giving props to the deep state because I'm looking at it like this. The powers that be, they did it. They destroyed the nuclear family. They have, you know, we're about, I would say, about 10 years away from total global control, right? From the one world government. And the reason why mm-hmm. I say that is that I want you to think about this for a second. What you just said about, you know, there are countries out there that are just less shitty deals for men, right? look at it like, do you ever stop and think about it? From a government standpoint, the best person to invest in is the woman. Because if I can get this man to be a fucking wage slave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? That's good for me. The government, right? That is good for the state.
Yes.
And when people look at me like I'm crazy, I'm like, dude.
No. You're speaking facts right now. You are speaking 100% facts. Every state, every government, everywhere, they benefit the most by female control over resources. And they also benefit, their detriment is people who are frankly MGTOW or going their own way or not doing the traditional path, especially people like myself, who are engaging in a little bit of international arbitrage, right? You know, you've got some certain things one place or another. They really don't like that. I mean, they really will try to crack down on you if you are trying to, because once again, you're cutting out of their bottom line. And the ultimate alpha, like we talked about, is the government. You will not alpha the government. I don't care how many AR-15s you got. The government.
I've always said that. Now, LM, one thing that I've addressed that is the fake tough guy who thinks they have a few guns and they're going to out alpha the government. I was like, you're not, right? You're not.
Do you think you're going to be better than Waco? Do you think you're going to be better than... And look at the technology we've gotten now, right? We've only got more technology. They're just going to send a drone in to blast you.
A drone. Yeah, you're gone.
They don't even have to send in a guy. They can just fucking missile you. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, there's your compound, right? Like, these guys who talk this stuff, like, I'm going to do... I said, dude, you have to beat them the same way they, you know, beat us, right? Which is, it's the mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the mind. Because here's the thing. I was good like this, right? LM, I can't out-alpha the government in terms of just sheer resources, right? I can't. But do you know where I can beat them? In thought.
Yes. Thought. And here's the thing. Their plan is obvious. And their plan is obvious. A failure. It's a failure, too. It legally, practically is not going to work, right?
Absolutely it won't. Well, and here's the beauty of it, though, is that what happens, right? You're starting to see this now. The percentage needed to flip the script is not as big as people think it is, right? People are like, well, Drex, they have everything. You know, we just can't compete. I'm like, dude.
Let's talk about the Fauci juice. Literally, even in countries where there's like a 10% pushback, and there's been studies on this, like even 10% of the population is enough to literally be a solid enough minority that they cannot break that. It's like, if you've got enough people, and it's like even smaller sometimes can actually be enough where they're like, oh shit, this isn't working and the plan isn't working, abort. And this isn't a country, think about that. They're scaling, they're pushing back on these mandates when the majority of people are juiced, right?
Well, you know,
Wouldn't
you, I think in that sense, that's why I think it's better to argue that they're not alpha, they're just highly powerful beta. Because think of it like this. If you were alpha, right? I'll have to retract what I said. If you were truly alpha, you wouldn't care that somebody's doing, you know, Sidney MGTOW's in his car, right? Making videos. You wouldn't care that TFM is talking about don't be a fucking gyno crack goon and go get you a love doll, right? You wouldn't care because you're like, you're nothing to me, right?
Oh, exactly. And why
that's how fragile it is.
Yeah, if you're an abundance mentality, if you have an abundance mentality with anything, whether that's money, life, whatever, and same thing with the red pill. If you truly have an abundance mentality, which I think is one of the fundamental points to a red pill mindset, is understanding that opportunity is out there. You just cannot look in the traditional way. You can't sit around and lament what was, say, this is how it is. This is their agenda. How do I beat them at their own game? Because their own game is flawed. So let me beat them at their own game. It's easy to do once you realize it. Yeah.
Well, now speaking of the people's own game, we have to address, you know, obviously you're a lawyer. We have to talk about a couple of legal matters.
Of course.
In regards to some of these things that have been going on, right?
I could talk about non-legal stuff forever. And that's why, like, by the way, that's why I wanted to come on, because I sit on LawTube and talk about legal stuff all day. So I love talking about non-legal stuff as well.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because, like, I kind of dip the other way, right? Like, I'll talk about, like, you know, all this shit. And then, like, someone's like, yo, Drex, you want to come on and talk about this law shit? Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about this case, right? Like, so we got Ghislaine happening, right?
Oh, Jizzy, yep.
Jizzy. we look at that situation, right?
Yep.
What do you think is there for, like, the commoner, right? The idiot that just looks at the boob tube and goes, oh, I listen and believe everything I hear. What do you think that this is exposing to them?
Well, there's a couple things. One thing I think is good for us to talk about is the P defense, right? Which I've been screaming about, and I'm going to do more videos on, because we've got not just Ghislaine, but we've got Theranos going on right now. In both cases, they're trying to pull, and I think this, if they do it successfully, it is going to be an affirmative defense to any woman committing a crime. Any woman. They're trying to pull this, I was helpless, I didn't want to know, it was really the guy, it was really this toxic guy, right? In the case of Ghislaine, she's pointing to, Jeffrey Epstein, saying, this is really all Jeffrey Epstein, I was just there, right? We just had 2 3-ways, and they were all with adults, it wasn't anything to do with massages or kids or anything else, right? She's trying to use that as an excuse. In the Theranos case, Elizabeth Holmes is trying to say that her former boyfriend, Sonny Balwani, who was actually her mentor, and if you go through her notes, was giving her fucking bomb-ass business advice, but she tries to call that toxic, controlling, this and that, and to get out of fraud. In both cases, if they allow them to go, if they get not guilty, it is the P pass. It is not because they are innocent. It is because people feel guilty and say, oh, they're women, they were taken advantage of, this whole sort of Me Too, getting back into your early comment, believe all women, let's go down that road of getting them off lighter. Because they're women and we're in quote unquote toxic relationships. That's a very, very, very dangerous precedent, but I see us going down that road because that's the logical extension of Me Too, right? It's just saying, okay, yeah, all women are off. And by the way, Drex, already we have a huge bias in sentencing and in the verdicts, right? So already, huge. If you look at same crime, women do less time and they are convicted much less.
Well,
same
do you know what's
crime?
Do you know what's actually more disturbing even than the conviction rate and the sentencing? When sentencing is roughly 2/3 less than a man, right?
Yep.
We know what they don't talk about? Women very rarely even get charged.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So watch this. Woman puts hands on a man. She doesn't get charged. She doesn't even get arraigned on charges about, oh, yeah, you look at the Ray Rice situation, right? When Ray Rice was in the elevator with his then-fiancée, Janae Palmer, do you remember the district attorney initially put charges on both of them, right? Because she had kicked him, spit on him, pushed him, and shoved him, right?
Sort of like an Amber Heard situation, like a Johnny Depp.
Same with Johnny Depp, right? Like so what ends up happening is they only go after the guy because he retaliated. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, so if we're going to get to a point where, and like I said, I want all of this to happen. Like, here's the thing. I had this conversation with Yeetus, right? Shout out to the War Band. I'm talking to Yeetus about this, and I said, do you know where I think we failed? The manosphere has completely failed. And it's why I'm going to have I'm actually going to do a video on this, the failure of the manosphere and the ultimate way to correct it, right? Because I believe all of this is a self-correcting problem. We need to change course, a dramatic change of course. And do you know what we need to start doing?
What?
Shout out to my man, RPM. We need to agree and fucking amplify, right? So.
Yeah, that actually, honestly, argument for it's sort of accelerationism, but
accelerationism, to the extreme.
Agree and amplify works in game, and I can see it working in life. Be like, yeah, go do it, girl, do it, go that.
Yeah, yeah,
go
no, there. We need
ride sense. That carousel.
We need to accelerate everything, LM. Everything. Yeah. We need to go like this. Look, when guys are sitting there going, "You're just a massage." I know, I am, bro. I can't stand women. You know what? I'm glad that you exist. I want you to wipe up that fucking single mom. I want you to be the best stepdaddy you can ever be. And look, do not get a fucking prenup. If you get a prenup, you're a bitch-made beta cuck sent mangina. You marry her. You give her access to all of your fucking money. You see what I'm saying? What happens when we start preaching this and guys start going, this guy's going real hard in the paint for me being a fucking simp? Like, he's telling me basically all women are angels, right? No, all women are perfect, right? Oh, you know what? We don't sentence women. No, women can do anything. Oh, and when you get married, feminism has already changed. I talked to this with Yeetus. I said, feminism has already changed what marriage is. It used to be submit and respect your husband. Now it's love and cherish, which those are just empty words to women, right? Because they file all the fucking divorces, right? Mm-hmm. What happens when you get married and they start saying, they start telling the guy, I promise to submit, respect, love, and cherish you, my queen. And it should be by law, right? This is why I want Eagle. I was thinking of legal Eagle.
No, bro. Not him. Literally the reason I got on YouTube was because I hated Legal Eagle's video. Literally.
Nick, well, Nick has said his name. He's like, yo, because he's mentioned him smirking.
He's like 5'2". I'm 6'6", by the way. So this guy's like I could trounce this dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a man. God
damn, why are lawyers so damn tall all the time?
No.
Oh, yeah, shout out to my man, Mr. Peacock.
The base lawyers are tall. The
of course.
The manlets are all blue pill.
Well, Binger was tall too, wasn't he?
No, was he? He's also for the other team, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's a fluffer boy.
that dude is fucking, that dude bleeds soy.
He's smashing, but dudes, so.
Yeah. Well, he's getting smashed. We know the truth here.
Yeah, that's true. Power bottom,
these dudes, the thing is, though, is that like, so LM, look at the fact that what if it got to a point where we started saying women are by law allowed to have as many guys as they want, right? Polyamory.
Well, that's
men
what,
are
way,
not allowed to have other women.
That was what he talked about. Is that that's the trend is towards open, essentially open polyamory that only benefits.
It only benefits her,
right?
Yeah, it does not benefit the dude at all.
It's becoming open. It's becoming open. Because look at the music. You know, it's okay for Cardi B to be drugging guys and, you know, stealing their money.
She didn't get sentenced, right? No,
exactly,
like nothing happened to her.
Not canceled, no nothing. It's okay for them to do it. If a guy even does something, a shade like that, he's a fucking disgusting, it's absolutely horrible, right? You know, and I'll, here's the thing too, is that I'll go out with girls that are liberal as hell. And, you know, they, you know, once again, all the same, right? It doesn't matter, conservative, liberal, whatever, all the same. And I just love listening to what they say because I'll listen there and smirk. And once again, I don't debate them. That's not part of what I do. You know, it's hilarious. You know, you'll sit there, you'll hear them talking this and that, but what they end up falling for, what they end up liking are the most toxic traits.
And I love it. The dark triad.
It's great.
It's a cheat code. Look.
But like you said, but one thing real quick though, because you're so right about this. Guys need to learn by getting burned and by pushing them and by saying, hey, look, something. Yeah, go out there. Go marry that girl. Most guys don't find the red pill. They don't find MGTOW. They don't find anything until they've had an experience. That's just because we're guys. That's how we do it, right? We're like stupid and just pig-headed. We go in there and we just walk into it. We get burned and we're like, oh shit, I'm out. Okay, now I'm out. I didn't accept the red pill until I'd had a relationship that didn't work out. And I read the Rational Male and I was like, oh, it's bullshit, the blog. Then I had a relationship that was pretty bad. And I was like, let me read it again. Oh wait, this shit's right. Okay, let me go explore this, right? But it took me getting burned to learn. And I am kind of, it's a little bit of a black pill, but you know, people don't learn until you've touched the fire or seen it get bad. There wasn't pushback talking about vax mandate stuff, right? All this stuff. People weren't really questioning any of this stuff till it got really bad. People are willing to put up with a little bit of bad. So what you're saying about agree and amplify, there's actually thought to that. There's logic to that. Like, let's let you go down this rabbit hole. For example, this whole gender rabbit hole. Gender doesn't exist. Yep. What we're seeing in California, people in jails, because now you can just say whatever gender
that's
you want.
Right.
Men are being sent to women's jails, are raping the women, right? The biological women. They are having babies, right? And now there are condoms for the first time ever being placed in women's jails in California. Congratulations, right?
Congratulations. But
you won the prize.
Yeah.
Well, look at women's sports, right? Mm-hmm. I love, see, like I said, I told everyone on Nick's show, I said nothing less than death and paralysis.
Yeah, we want people with their arms up in the fencing response. We want twitching and seizures.
Well, because it's like, if you don't have that, what happens, LM? You see what I'm saying? Like, if you start like taking it lightly, you start like the prime example. Let's just say for the sake of argument.
Everybody negs it because that's the point. Everybody negs it and says you're full of shit. You're lying. Yep. This is something ridiculous. And then you see it and they're like, oh, I guess he was right. Like it's you need to see it.
But see, LM, that's the point where you're supposed to then agree and amplify yet again and go, no, you're fucking stupid. Stop being so fucking transphobic. See? You use all of their same, like, remember, gender is just a social construct, right? You double and triple down. See, I agreed and amplified. And now you start having legislation. No. If you don't allow trans athletes to compete against genetic biological females, it becomes against the law, right? Then, you know what ends up happening? Women's sports is now gone, right? Effectively over. Good. You see how like so then someone goes, well, Drex, what are you talking about? You have to starve the beast and you have to gorge the beast simultaneously, right? I'm all about the DP. You see what I'm saying? So you're gonna end up don't worry, mindset. We're going to Eiffel Tower with these bitches.
Called the spit roast, yeah.
Yeah, this is the spit roast right here. You know what I'm saying? We're going ahead and we're going to Eiffel Tower, right? It's the Wonder Twins right there in the center. And what they need to understand is, I want you to imagine this. We talked about the marriage laws, right? You know what my biggest problem is with the marriage laws? It finally hit me one day, right? I was sitting there, I was like, I figured it out. They're not bad enough. Mm-hmm. They're not bad enough by far. This is what the marriage law should be. Women get custody 100% of the time, full custody, right?
Which is yeah, it's not on the books that way, but that's
no. Again, it needs to be. I want it to be.
It goes that way. But yeah, I see what you're saying. You're saying
we have to amplify. Yeah. Okay, so watch this. Hey, so what about alimony? No. No matter what the income of both parties, only the woman can receive alimony, and it's forever, right? Mm-hmm. She gets to dictate how much she takes from you. She gets to dictate all of the terms of the relationship, and you have no say. Because see, what ends up happening is, eventually a guy, like, remember, even the biggest simp in the world is going to be like, wait a minute. This is a bad deal. Like, think about it. Even the biggest simp, even iCucks, right? Fucking iDubs. Even the biggest simp you'll find will sit there eventually and be like, wait a minute. So let me get this straight. I'm going to marry her. She dictates the entire relationship, right? She gets to take all of my money. She gets to have as many guys as she wants. I get to say nothing. And then when she divorces me, inevitably, right, I pay lifetime alimony. I'm forced to remove. And, like, you don't have a say at all. Like, I don't want guys to have any fucking say. Like, I want them to lose 100%. You see what I'm saying? Total loss.
Yeah.
Because now watch this. LM, how long do you think before, like you think, basically one generation, right? It would take one generation.
It would be over in like half a generation. Because once again, and I think TFN was the first one who said this. So I always give credit where credit is due. I don't care who said it or whatever. But I think he's the one who did the dichotomy of like, you know, hard patriarchy to soft patriarchy to like gynocracy and then back to patriarchy, right? You've got to kind of go through the cycle, right? And you've got to hit what you said, Drex. You've got to go all the way. Well, let's just finish the cycle, right? Because the cycle has to go through complete female control. We're not there yet. To the extent that we fight it, it will get there. And once it gets there, then it'll be a generation before we realize this doesn't work. It's against like logic, biology, et cetera, right? It'll go through that cycle, and then it'll reset. It will reset.
We still are missing a key component, and that is, we need the laws. I am pushing, and I've said this on record numerous times, I push for total and permanent gender segregation. Total. Not 5%, no, total gender segregation, right? Mm. And there's a reason for this. So watch this. Every time something happens, which you said about the Ghislaine, Elizabeth Holmes, fuck that bra, they gave her all that money. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
And by the way, with Ghislaine, I think, and I said this on my channel, I think, in my opinion, in some ways, she's worse than Jeffrey Epstein because some of those girls would never have engaged in those activities but for another woman being there and the legitimacy that another woman, especially another woman who's willing to engage in sex acts, you know, things. There, if Ghislaine and Jeffrey are like screwing in bed in front of the kid's going to normalize that behavior, right? She's walking around naked. Oh, well, then being naked is normal, right?
Yep. No, Ghislaine's far worse.
But for, yeah.
Well, most of these, like these pedo rings, it's always a woman who's in the center of it. Because like you said, to lure girls away as a man, especially a middle-aged man, that's not easy. You know, you're going to have people coming after you. But a woman, no one questions women, see? So, but the thing is, though, is that like, so LM, think about this. In gender segregation, right? I want you to imagine this. Everywhere you look, men get blamed for everything. And right now, you know, white men are the new black men, right? You guys are the new N-words. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything
I mean,
that happens.
That, we've been that for this generation.
This generation, right? I'm sure you know, whether it be your parents or maybe you read some books and you found out that, like, it used to be the black guy was blamed for everything, right? Mm-hmm. There's no black guy around within, like, fucking 500 miles, but a black guy got blamed. You're like, the guy was like, dude, what the fuck?
I knew that. That's historical. Look, I mean, when I because I'm in Miami and people don't realize that, you know, look, and I say this, by the way, I'm a big traveler. I think America is one of the least racist places in the world.
It is.
I go. I go to Asia. I travel. They're openly racist here, right?
Openly.
There's places I walk in. It's like, oh, no foreigners. And it's like, oh, okay. You know, and it's like, but I don't make a big deal about it. I just walk away. I'm like, that's their rule. That's their culture. I deal with that. I knew that coming here. I was not like, oh, I'm going to get mad and get on TikTok. Fuck you. Right. But when I grew up with a lot of Latin Americans. You know, I would go to their houses or I would travel and I would be with my friends who maybe were mixed. Maybe they're Dominican, right? Very dark. I have family that's Haitian. So I have mixed family, right? And they show up and in Spanish, they'd essentially say, hey, watch the Negro, right? You know, keep your eyes on him. Make sure he doesn't steal anything. Right.
Yep.
You know, in no fucking world does anybody in my family say that. My white family say that. Right. You know, or in my, you know, general American family, I'll put it that way. Right. Mm-hmm. But in foreign, it's like, oh, yeah, it's, you know, just assumed like, oh, yeah, just watch these guys. You know, can't trust them. Can't trust the darkies. You know,
but Elliot, that's a good thing.
It's crazy, man.
All of this craziness is a good thing, because I want you to think about this a second. You take that same mindset and everywhere you go, white man is being blamed. Right. Shouldn't we just get to a point where you go like this? Because, you know, they're always talking about, you know, yeet white people. I mean, that's not realistic, right? But what you can do is segregate, right? Because you think about it. If you get blamed for every
shit right
thing,
there, that's some like let's separate, let's split this off and separate it.
Yeah,
you're not wrong, bro. Because
I've always said, you remember, you're getting blamed, right? Okay, now watch this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's look at the current climate, right? Everything is your fault, right? Every last fucking thing. It doesn't matter, even if you're not even there, right? It's your fault. So what happens when you remove the person that's always getting blamed, and now that's the scapegoat, right? Remove them. Now who do you blame, right? So watch this. It's all girls' school, all girls' workplace.
Yeah, now for what? A while, by the way, you blame the culture, right? You say, oh, well, the institutions are still internalized misogyny, right?
Yep.
But then eventually that excuse runs out. It's like Trump, right? They're still blaming Trump right now.
Still blaming Trump.
He's not even in the office, but oh, his legacy, his people, the Boogaloos, right? The one six people, right? They're still around.
Yep.
It's blame the legacy, but that only works for so long. We're seeing that CNNs of the world, the MSNBCs of the world, they're running out of steam. They're not getting the clicks on that anymore because people don't buy it after a certain period of time.
Oh yeah. And that's the beauty when you remove yourself. Cause like you said, that's all MGTOW is really about. It's about walking away. If you blame me for anything, and I've told people this, the two groups of people that I've seen who have really adopted this lifestyle are blacks and Asians, right?
Yep.
So in the Asian community, due to the working, you know, the working man culture, the corporate man culture, right? Mm-hmm. They started looking at the prior generations going, I don't want that for myself. I'm out. Right. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, especially in Japan, right? Well, I'm gonna work myself the moment. You're not talking about the birth rate.
The birth rate in Korea is lower now. I just had a Chinese friend, one of my Chinese girls sent it over and was like, oh, look, we're beating Korea and we're beating Japan. And I'm like, woman, you guys are at like 0.8. You guys are at 0.8. That's literally like 0.8 of a person versus like, I think South Korea is at like 0.6 and Japan's at like 0.7. I'm like, all of you are below replacement rate radically.
You're about to go extinct in two generations. Like within two generations, you'll be so within one, they're going to go critical and then they're going to start importing people, right? This is the most racist culture. Racist people on earth are going to have to import people just to literally get their birth rate up.
Or robots. I mean,
or the robots, right?
I mean, that's why Japan likes those robots, baby. You know?
Oh, they love them. Well, yeah. The beauty of all this, though, is that like and I look at the black community, right? You've seen Kevin Samuel's show. German Shepherds get on there.
I met him. Yeah.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah. I work with a guy who's actually his frat bro.
And he's really, I mean, he knows a lot. and let's just say he engages with women in a non-traditional way, you know, but his show is brilliant. And what he's done is a strategy specifically to trigger black women. And it's worked out for him in terms of his marketing, because he knows what triggers them. And he knows that, frankly, here's the other thing too. This is kind of the black pill on men's content, is the money makers is the female content and the female,
absolutely,
and the female listeners. The men don't, here's the problem. If you're MGTOW and you're based like that, you don't spend money. I'm going to just say it, you don't spend money, you know, you're a cheap ass motherfucker, which is smart. But it doesn't help us grifters, right? You know, it doesn't help people who are trying to sell anything or trying to, you know, maintain a community. Men don't buy stuff because we just don't. And we look at value versus women who will just go out there and simp and shill and watch. And they want that stuff. That, Kevin Samuels is a drug to them. They love watching that stuff because it's drama. And women feed off drama because they're at their core emotional beings, right? We're rational beings. They're emotional beings, right? That's the yin and the yang, right? So... Yep. You just got to play to
Sorry, guys, but we're coming up on 2 hours. So finish this thread and we'll wrap her up.
Sounds good, man. I could go. This is the good thing, man. I could go. I know, Drex, I can like, go on this for 4 hours.
I know.
You know, the beauty of that, though, like you said, with when it comes like the Kevin Samuels and all that stuff, is that what people don't understand is that when he's on there roasting these German shepherds, do you notice that they start getting more and more upset because they started, you know, he like you said, he says certain points to trigger them. Like he said, he goes, he has the names, right? The Latina is called Mary Soul. Mm-hmm. The Asian is called Mei Ling, right? And then he calls the white girl Becky, right? He goes, you're losing your men. You're losing. So he says this knowing it's going to trigger them, right? Black women know it's over, right? They know. Trust me.
They know.
They know. Well, LM, here's the thing. When they listen to him, right, they come on saying, like, that's not me, right? I'm different. I'm not like the other 5,000 women that Kevin Samuels had on. So when they come on there, he starts asking them, what's your dress size, right? Yep. How much do you weigh? But he knows they're going to lie, right? It's all cap, right?
And when that's why he gets them on camera.
And when he blew up when he said average at best, right?
Yep.
It really allowed women to realize you're not as hot as you think you are, right? Mm. And when you say like, okay, oh, because remember, a lot of women in terms of men, their whole mindset, their biology is different, right? They have a scarcity mindset. Like they're trying to get the best possible guy to provide and protect for them, right? Mm-hmm. Men have an abundance mindset. Like if a guy has all the resources, he's like, I don't need to commit to anyone. I can just go out here hence Leo DiCaprio, right?
Ideally, yeah. Ideal man has an abundance mindset. The simps, right, and the people who have the issues are the people with a scarcity mindset at men. That's going against your natural biology. It's going against the fundamental way that things work, right? It's just an issue. But I think with the black community, what's interesting is I think maybe, Drex, the black community has gotten to the point, and this is kind of a white pill. Maybe it's like ending on a white pill here, but the black community has gotten so bad that maybe it's bad enough that people are seeing it and starting to get a little bit red pilled on it, right? Because it's gotten so bad that it's undeniable. So, I mean, especially black men, I've seen a lot more black men joining the community, getting red pilled and joining, whether it's MGTOW, red pill, whatever, right? Because they see it and they know it and they felt it.
Right? Yeah, that was what I've had. So lots of bad. Yeah, it got so bad. Look, dude, here's what's crazy. I had lots of white guys tell me, they said, yeah, Drex, I stumbled upon this space. He said, one thing I noticed was there's a huge imbalance. He goes, you're talking about mainly like from America, right? He's like, the Western perspective, he goes, I noticed there was a ton of black content creators. He goes, statistically, it should have been more like, they should have been stumbling around like a lot more white content creators, right? He's like Coach Ray Adams, O'Shea Duke Jackson, Kevin Samuels. They started kind of, RPM.
Yeah, all these guys.
Yeah, Donovan Sharp, LOM. They started kind of, Lucario. They started looking at they're like, Steph is cold. They're like, wait a minute, man. Is it just me or there's like an unnormal, it's an abnormal amount of black guys. And it hit them one day. They're like, wait a minute. This kind of makes sense. They felt the sting of feminism earliest and hardest. And now these are the guys. Notice the age of these guys. They're not 60, right? They're younger.
They're not 20.
Dudes.
But they're not 20. You see what I'm saying? Some of these guys are 30s, 40s, and
they're 30s and 40s, right? Yeah, yeah. And what is that telling you? That's telling you they grew up in an era where they got to see both ends, right? They got to see like the old heads, how they did things. They saw the breakdown. Then there's them, and then they look at what's happening now, right? Cardi B. And they're like, oh shit, like this isn't just bad. This is like atomic level, right? So they came out and warned people. That's why, like I said, and then as they started warning people, shout out to my man, Minister Jap. The young bucks German started Shepherds, catching baby. On. Oh yeah, man, these German Shepherds are
that's where I
else.
Got it from. I got it from Minister Jap. I can't unhear that. Yep. They can't
unhear that. Dude, look, here's the thing. He Minister Jap went so hard that it actually proved a lot of what we've been saying, is that one of the biggest things is that here we are, and the black guys started recognizing something. They said, wait a minute, not only are these guys putting out this kind of content, but I'm starting to see it now. It's because of all the single mothers it's the dudes trying to shut them down, not the women. Yes, there are, you know, there's like a woman's group trying to shut down Kevin Samuels, but most of the detractors are men.
Mm-hmm.
It's men. Look, LM, who are your biggest detractors, right? Like you were Nick Server. It's not women bashing you. Who
it's
is
men.
It?
It's men.
It's dudes. 100%
men. In fact, you know what's funny? Most of my followers are women. Most of my best supporters are usually women.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Look, one of the things that kills me is that, like, because, you know, I've always said this. I was like, dude, I have always preferred to be around women for an obvious reason. It wasn't sex. I said, the reason is dudes now are so bitch made that they're going to betray you and try to destroy you. I said, mm-hmm. Ironically, it's been women throughout my life who have warned me about certain dudes. You see what I'm saying? Like, yo, Drex, I got to pull you to the side real quick.
Women will warn you about other women too.
They'll
get on your side. They'll be your best ally, you know, if they're on the same team. You
know? I've always said that. Like, you know, I was talking to NCAA Cat about this, right? The wife, mm-hmm. Wifey.
Who is here right now, by the way?
Oh, is she? Oh, there she is. Yeah.
Blow a kiss to her.
Mwah. Yeah, wifey's in the chat.
All right, guys, come on. You're killing me here.
I know. Let's wrap it here.
Yeah, we'll wrap it. We'll wrap it with this. There was a time when we were on the same page, right? Or at least we were good enough. Now that that's gone so far out of control, we're on a collision course, right? With, you know, basically, you know, just fuckery, right? Just Sodom and Gomorrah, right? We're already there. Getting out of this is going to take, like you said, the other extreme. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But LM, I'll have you have the last word, man.
No, I'm glad we had this conversation, man. Well, I'll have to get you when we're on my channel. We'll cover more legal topics. But look, it's good to hear, because here's the thing, man. I'll say this, and this is a big thing for everybody in this community, everybody who's out there listening to this content. Because if you are listening to this content, you know, the thing for me was, you're not alone, you know, because I at some point feel like I'm alone and I'm crazy and I'm some like crazy man who's, you know, going out here and living my life in a crazy way. But the best thing out here is you're not alone. You're not crazy. And, you know, you've got people that are going to support you and support that lifestyle you're doing something different. Because every day the world is going to tell you that you're crazy, that you're doing things differently. It's wrong. You know, what you're doing is wrong morally, ethically, legally, perhaps. Right. But that's why it's so important. You're listening to this content. You get that reinforcement. You know, you stay on your path. Right. Because you need to stay dedicated to it. To build something great, you need to stay dedicated to it. And it takes listening to the content, paying attention to people like you, Drex, to stay the course and not become the biggest simp in the world.
Meanwhile, there's sipping going on in the chat there.
Jesus. All right.
But Legal Mindset, thank you very much. Show your channel, please.
Yes, of course. My channel is Legal Mindset on YouTube, The Legal Mindset on Twitter, legalmindset.locals.com is my locals community. I need to record a video for them. I'm overdue on that. But I was a little busy last night with the ladies. So I will always be answering anybody. If you want to write me an email, my email is andrewesquirelive@gmail.com. Always open for collaborations with anybody who wants to reach out to me. And Drex, I know we will be talking in the future. So
yeah,
it's really good to finally do this, brother.
I know you you wanted to do something on your show. Like I said, let me know this week. I got this week open. I got, let me see, what day is today? Tuesday?
Let's do Friday. So, yeah. Friday. Let's do something Friday.
Friday? Yeah. We can definitely do it, man. You know me. I'm ready to go. I'm all about it. Like, I'm
not, man. Wait, like, no. Sorry, Thursday. So you're
Thursday.
Thursday
works.
Thursday. So yeah.
Yeah, different days. Yeah. So Thursday, yeah. Let me know the time. Just send me a text. One of the things that I do love about this whole thing is that, like, you and I talked about this. The lawyers, I think, are dangerous for a different reason. You're the only single, like, truly single lawyer. Like, basically,
only
red pill single lawyer.
Person who's red pill and single.
I can't think of it. Is there anyone else? No,
is there anyone else?
Nobody. And that's why I just did with Rollo and you know, I do all the red pills. I've been with Rich Cooper, with a bunch of people. Like I say, I'll come on anybody's show to talk about these topics because I'm out here in the market seeing what's going on the streets. Like none of these other people know. And a lot of them are married. They got married, you know, 10 years ago, or they've been seriously wifed up, or they're in an LTR or something. They have no freaking clue what's going on right now.
None.
And in the dating market, here's the last thing I'll say. It is changing every couple months. The app that's the app that people are using, the sugar dating, the fact that popped, you know, SA will become an old thing and there'll be something new, right? OnlyFans came up and went down, right? So these things are going up and down, up and down, and up and down. And these people who are not in it, they have no freaking clue what's going on out there. That's why it's important to listen to people that are doing it, that are out there doing it. And I know, Drex, you're still making it happen, baby.
Absolutely, man. Well, thanks for coming on, LM. I'll see you in about, what was that, 36 hours or something?
Yeah, let's
two
do
days.
That.
No, 2 days. Yeah. You just let me know the time. I'll be there, man.
And just I got send you, me brother. A link and I can shill it on all our channels.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it. This was fun, and we'll do it again.
Thanks a million. Stay toxic, everybody.
Stay frosty.